Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Ingrid. I don't direct anything. I'm 14, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Sophie. I'm 15, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Gina. I'm 14, and I'm from Hudson, too.
Yay. When did you all get so old?
Wait, did I
mean, you're not as old as me, but...
Did I say I was 15?
You said 14.
Okay, that's good.
I sometimes forget that you are all not 13. It goes so fast. We have Antonia in the studio, too. Hooray.
Yay.
Hi, Antonia.
So
we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 talking about books, and that's what we're going to do today. Hooray. And we have a lot of us here today.
There is one, two, three. There's, five of us here today.
So who wants to start and talk about a book? Maybe we'll have Gina start off. She has a book that is very colorful.
Well, it has a purple balloon on the front of it, anyways. Mm-hmm. And it's My Awesome Awful Popularity Plan by Seth Rudetsky. And I haven't started reading it yet, but I don't know, I just got it. So I'm going to read the back thingy. And it says, 15-year-old Justin Goldblatt's plan is simple. Start dating someone. Please let it be Chuck. So I'm guessing that he's like gay or something. Have his first kiss. Become popular. And then Justin Goldblatt's plan is ambitious. Chuck is the quarterback of the football team. Chuck is dating and kissing Justin's friend Becky behind her father's back. Justin is currently less popular than the freshman who carries his tuba around. Justin Goldblatt's plan is sneaky. Start dating but not kissing Becky to impress Becky's father. Win over Chuck with a humor and talent. And learn that insulting other kids is part of being cool. Justin Goldblatt's plan is completely crazy, or is it? Popular Sirius XM broadcaster Seth Rudetsky takes a hilarious look at the ups and downs of high school, and readers gay or straight, male or female, young or old, will recognize the heartbreaks and triumphs of surviving sophomore year.
Mm-hmm. when is, like, is it a very new book?
Tricky question. Until we find the copyright page.
Well, just because it looks so fancy and new, and it sounds
it
sort of like modern.
It was from 2012.
Oh, fun.
I'd read that.
I wouldn't.
Have any of you read the popularity papers? It's like a book for sort of middle grade.
That's a no.
It's cute. I really like it. It's about two girls
cute,
that are...
Cute or adorable cute?
Fun cute? I don't know. I thought it was really fun. I mean, it's meant for slightly younger readers than that book is, but it's like two friends who decide that they're going to try to become popular, and they keep a journal of their efforts. And so it's sometimes really funny. But it's also neat because one of them is a writer and one's an illustrator. You know, she likes to draw. And so one of them does all the illustrations for it, and the other does most of the writing.
Are you trying to hit me in the face with the mic, Antonia?
Yes. How did you know?
I don't know. Just kind of.
Have you started reading that book yet?
I'm on page one.
And what do you call it? Because it has sort of two titles, depending on how you look at it.
Right now, it's awesome.
So it's My Awesome Popularity Plan, but awesome is crossed off, and it says awful.
Yeah.
So at some point, you might call it My Awful Popularity Plan.
Yeah, probably towards the end somewhere.
Or maybe you won't. We never know. Maybe the author was just wrong.
Yeah, maybe I'll think it's an awesome popularity plan.
Mm-hmm. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. Me too.
Mm-hmm. And I know Ingrid had a book she wanted to talk about too. We actually went to an event last night and heard the author speak.
Yeah, last night we went to Oblong Books in Rhinebeck to see Holly Black
and was it
Robin Wasserman?
Robbie Wasserman.
Robin.
Okay.
You call her Robbie for short.
Anyway, yeah, and I have Holly actually wrote The Spiderwick Chronicles and a book that I recently read that I really liked, The Coldest Girl in Cold Town, which is about a young girl, I'd say about our age, maybe 2 years older, named Tana. And she lives in a future. Well, I don't know if it's definitely in the future, but it's not like far and dystopian. It's just kind of a darker future where there had been a vampire outbreak. Vampires have been alive for years, but they've been very careful to keep it like on the down low, killing if you feed on them. But one day someone decides to stop like keeping it under control, so it spreads throughout the world. Vampirism becomes a big thing. So they have these things called cold towns. And basically, when Tana was little, her mother got sick, and she had an accident, and stuff ended up happening, and now it's the future, and more of this kind of vampire-y stuff is happening, and she's whisked into this adventure with this strange boy, and a boy that she's had relationship with before, and it's all kind of, it's not like your normal vampire book, it's not like completely glittery, ooh, fashion, petty thing. It's actually really gory and great. Love the ending, except, ugh.
Yeah, don't ruin it.
Yeah, I'm gonna shut up.
And do you remember what she said was her inspiration for the book?
Gaudy reality TV.
Yeah. She has a dark past of reading romance, like sort of cheesy romantic vampire novels, and watching what she considers really trashy but awesome reality television. And so this book combined her love of those two things.
Ingrid, what does this book have any relation to reality television? Is there like a...
Oh, yeah, it does. There's a character in the book, and he's famous in the cold towns, and he has a reality TV show for vampires, and it's just kind of, some people come to cold towns because they want to get on the show thinking it'll be glamorous.
Is it glamorous?
That's a no.
Is the main character a vampire?
No, she's not. Well,
you get my point. It's a vampire book. The main character isn't a vampire. Things are bound to happen, or kind of happen, or...
So, I know some of you said that you had read Spiderwick Chronicles. Yeah. I have never read them.
They're so good.
Could you tell me somewhat what they're about, or what they're like?
I loved them as a kid. They were, like, my favorite, and I would read them all the time. But, I always forget about them when people ask me what books I liked as a kid. So, I actually don't really remember what they were about.
Same.
But I remember, like... There's, like, some random, like, tunnel, and there was a big house, and it was dark, and creepy stuff happened.
And I remember, like, when I watched Supernatural, and they're always, like, covering the windows with salt to keep the ghosts out. And I remember the only reason I would have known that before watching the show is because I read the Spiderwick Chronicles, and that's one thing they always did.
I read it, too, but, I remember my sister, she got the little books, like the child version. There's these little, like, more picturey books of it.
Huh.
And I think it's more based off of the movie, which I also saw, and I remember the movie better than the books because I read the books such a long time ago. But, yeah, that's pretty much what I remember is what you guys said. And how there was, like, this weird thing that they looked through that they could see the invisible monsters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I gotta reread this.
I know, right? Me too. Like... I remember absolutely loving them, but I have no idea what they're about.
I don't even think I actually understood reading when I was getting them read to me when I was a child, because my mother read them to me, but I just loved them.
Yeah.
Loved them, didn't understand them.
Same. Yep.
I've never read them nor heard of them until yesterday.
The movie was a big thing when it just came out.
I saw it like 4 times in theaters.
I've never seen them.
Wait, when did it come out?
When did it come out?
Like... 2007, 2008, 2009.
Yeah, I was
late
like
2000 or no.
I was in like fourth grade. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I wasn't into stuff like that.
I don't know. Maybe 2011.
No, not that late. It was earlier. It was
It's kind of an old movie.
Yeah, it was probably earlier because I didn't even know it existed until, like, right now.
Huh. I'll eat your face.
Okay. I'm going to have to read one of them. I'll tell you all about it. I actually also read a Holly Black book. It's called Doll Bones. That's her, so Coldest Girl in Cold Town, which Ingrid read, is her most recent teen book, and Doll Bones is her most recent middle grade book. And it is about three friends, Zach, Alice, and Poppy. I love the name Poppy.
Love the name Alice.
Zach's okay, too.
Zach but Efron is hot, so.
There you go. So they're three friends that are, I think they're all 12, or they're around 12, and they still play with dolls together. They play with, like, action figures and other dolls and objects, and they create stories together using these dolls, and they have, like, sort of this epic story that they're building over many days. And one day, Zach's father decides that he's too old to play with dolls and toys, and so he, without telling him, he throws out all of his toys. And Zach, sort of embarrassed to admit that he still wants to play with toys and, like, how much this meant to him, so he just tells his friends that he doesn't want to play anymore rather than telling him what really happened. And they're upset, and they decide they want to have at least, like, one last sort of adventure together. And there's this one old bone china doll that's kind of like, you know, it's one of those dolls you're not supposed to play with. You know how there's always those kind of dolls in your house as a kid where you're like, I want to play with it, but it's just there for show. So there's one doll like that that's been locked away that in their storyline is the queen and knows, like, everything. And Poppy tells them a story about how she had a dream in which the doll's ghost, basically, there's a ghost sort of whose ashes and bones are inside of the doll, has come to her and wants her, says that they have to bury her, like the doll and her ashes, or else she's going to, like, haunt her forever.
Sounds interesting.
And so the three friends go on a quest to bury Eleanor, the doll.
That's because, like, I had a doll like that too, and my friend does as well, like, that is, like, the for show doll.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom would get really pissed if I buried that doll.
Yeah.
Like, so would my friends. Like, I don't know. I mean, actually, I don't even, like, have it anymore, I don't think. But I feel like when I did, yeah, you didn't touch that doll.
Mm-hmm.
I had a doll like that, too. It was my mom's from when she was a kid. And I guess she played with it, too, and her brother even stabbed a knitting needle through its nose.
Whoa.
So it got fixed, but it had a hole in its nose. But it's like, a really old doll, and my mom was one of the last people to get it when they stopped making that kind of doll. And her sister still has, they both got it for Christmas one year, and her sister still has it in the box and everything, but she used it so much. But it's still, like, if I bury it, she'll get mad. And I have it up on my shelf, and I'm afraid to, like, do anything with it because I don't want to break it.
See, we don't have a doll like that in my house. My mom gave me a doll that she had when she was a child, and I played with that thing until it was, like, demolished, man. I still have it, too. Although I do think my mom would be pretty pissed if I buried it, because it is really cute and adorable, and we fixed it quite a few times. And
I think, like, a similar thing that happened to Zach happened to my mom. Like, she had all these dolls and, like, stuffed animals, and it wasn't, like, the same because she was older, but she went off to college, and her mom just, like, got rid of them. She came back just like, no. Oh my God.
I would be so mad.
Yeah.
Note to young people out there, if there is something you don't want your parents to throw away when you go away to college, make sure they know.
Yeah. Put sticky notes on them.
Yes.
Lock them away in a prison for dead dolls.
We had that happen with a board game that I really loved as a kid. And my mom was like, I didn't remember you even playing it. I was like, yeah, we played it all the time. Just not with you, I guess.
And my babysitters, like, she has, like, one of those really, really big, well, she used to be my babysitter, but, you know, I'm too old for that now. But she has, like, the really, really big doll collections. And me and my brother would go there sometimes together. And this one time, she was taking a shower, and her husband was watching us, but he was out in the kitchen, and we were in the living room, and we played with all of her dolls, and she came out, and she yelled at us, and sent us home.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I have, like, this, like, old, like, semi-step-adopted grandmother person, and she collects dolls, and she has all these, like, tiny little China dolls, and humongous China dolls, and, like, not China dolls, mm-hmm. and, like, every doll imaginable, and she, like, hoards them in her house, and it's really freaky, and, yeah, I think if I played with one of those, yeah, lots of dolls.
Dolls. Well, I liked Holly Black last night when she was doing her talk. She talked about how she finds that a lot of people have these stories about when they first, like, discovered that it wasn't cool to, like, play anymore or make up stories. Yeah. And that everybody has a story about, like, someone being like, that's for babies or things like that.
You can shut up.
I still play with Barbies.
Yeah, seriously. Well, no, not Barbies, but, like...
I do.
I like comic books and stuff, you know? Like little children, I guess.
You're never too old for books.
I never played with Barbies, but I remember my friend had, like, all these, and I would go to her house, and we would play with them, and she would always want to be the evil person, and I'd be super, like, mad. I'd be like, no, I want to be the evil person, but I never had Barbies. I had, like, American Girls, American Girl dolls.
I never really played with dolls that much, but we play pretend, like, we'd dress up and pretend that we were, like, wood elves or something, and then my friend as a kid, her little brother would always be the evil person, and we'd have, well, I guess we would play with dolls, but the doll would be, like, our baby, that there was a prophecy that her brother, the evil person, would, like, have to try and steal the doll, but we were going to protect him and, like, cast spells and everything.
We would do very similar stuff. Yeah.
Me and my one friend, she's still my friend. She was my friend since kindergarten. And she used to come over to my house all the time, and we used to move the furniture around and pretend that we are, like, wizards. And we had to, like, make the house go back to normal before my mom got home, and we'd, like, use our wizard powers and clean the house. It was so stupid. I mean, we were really just doing chores and didn't even realize it.
Most days we talk about books, but today we're just talking about all the
dolls.
Make-believe.
Antonia and Sophie, did either of you have a book you wanted to talk about or something that you're reading?
I'm still reading that school book, Antonia.
Antonia's been reading The Count of Monte Cristo, which is super
long. I'm taking a break from that.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm reading this book called The Lure, and I'm not sure when it's coming out, but I got it from the, like, advanced reader's copy bin thing.
Last night?
No, like, last time we went. But I don't think I'm going to finish it, because it was so refreshing, like, to have, like, a regular book where every single word in it I understand, and I'm like, this is, like, the lowest level book ever. So it was really refreshing, but I realized I really didn't care, like, at all what happened to anyone, so I don't think I'm going to finish it. Mm-hmm. But it was, like, a nice, like, break. And I also just started, like, 1984. I'm on page 6. Yeah. Woo!
Yay!
It's really good so far, although I'm afraid it's going to be, like, stressful to read it. Like, it's stressful to read The Count of Monte Cristo, even though it's not, like, that fat. But, yeah. Yeah, it has an eye on it.
It does. Did you?
I was thinking about talking about the Witch and Wizard by James Patterson, and I read it a while ago. There's 4 books out now, I think, of it, and
at least 4 that we were able to count.
Yeah. And there's also graphic novels, and it's about a sister and a brother. They're twins, I believe, and there's this new government that's kind of taking over, and they have the weirdest names. Like, the one that is the one is, like, the person that's in charge, and there's the one that judges and everything like that. But one night when they're sleeping, these, like, police or something come into their house and try and kidnap them and say that they are, accuse them of being witches and wizards, and they don't believe it or anything. But as the book progresses, they find out that they start, like, having powers, and there's a prophecy that they are in, and it's a really good book, and I love it. And he's just such a good writer that he portrays the story perfectly.
He wrote Maximum Ride so well. Oh my God, Iggy baby.
Yeah, I like Fang.
Does I which like Fang too.
As long as y'all keep y'all hands off Iggy, we're all good.
Does Witch and Wizard hold up, like, for all? Do you like all four of the books equally?
Yeah, or? I do. I think I read the first three books before I read the last one. No, actually,
well,
I think...
obviously.
Well, no, I mean, I read them, like, all in a row, and then the last one didn't come out.
You had to wait for that one.
Yeah, and actually, I'm not sure if I even finished the last one. I think it might be in my room.
Might.
Yeah, I don't know. My room's messy. Yeah.
Have you read the graphic novel?
Yeah, I read the first one. I was halfway through the second one, but I was borrowing it from someone at summer camp, and it ended, oh. So.
The trouble with summer camp. Yeah. Doesn't go on forever.
No.
I very much dislike summer camp.
Well, I go to one summer camp that I very much dislike. Not
I
going this year.
I very much like summer camp.
But then I go to one summer camp I very much do like.
Yay. I love summer camp. Except for the food. They put too much onions in everything.
I like being able to stay home by myself. And nobody bothers me. And then I can sleep and eat whatever I want and nobody yells at me. And I don't even have to talk to my friends all summer if I don't want to. Really.
Excuse me?
I'm alone all the time. Oops. Like...
I like being alone. I really do.
You know what, this summer, I'm going to come barge in on you. I'm not even going to call. I'm just going to come over to your house.
And she's going to make you sleep in a tent.
Can I come
Yeah,
too?
That's not happening.
And do campfire songs.
Yay. I don't like the outside.
C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song. C-A-M-P-F-I-R-E-S-O-N-G song.
Quoting SpongeBob.
I don't like SpongeBob, though.
So, we're running out of time for the day. But we want to let you know where you can find more Bound by Books if you're interested.
We might even actually talk about books on one of our other shows.
We talked about
instead of dolls.
Four or more books.
Yes.
Five
yes.
books? Okay. If you include the series, there's a lot of books.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can find more at wearebroundbybooks.wordpress.com. You can find archives and other reviews, like written ones and fun stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4, so you can always listen in again.
Yay.
And we will talk about books. And other stuff, too.
We always talk about other stuff.
That's how it goes. So until next week, happy reading, and thanks for listening.
Bye.
Stay tuned for the afternoon show.